My name is Guillermina Zavala. I'm a mixed media artist born in La Plata, Argentina, and now based in San Antonio for the past 12 years. I'm currently the media arts director at CEC, a youth art program located in Sauta. My media of choice is video photography and installation art, and particularly documentary and experimental styles. My piece, 916, is a series of 35mm black and white photography transferred on wood panels. This piece alludes to some of my memories, both freeing and horrifying, of the events taking place in my city during the military dictatorship in the late 70s. I recently visited my school, Escuela Superior de Bellas Artes in La Plata, and when I was walking through the hallways, I could vividly see recollections of my teenage years when I was a fine arts student. The light coming in through the windows reminded me of the recess time when all we could do was walk through the hallways. The staircases bring back the memory of the daily routine going up and down the iron gates and the windows, the feeling of being in an enclosed environment. All of these feelings made us think that we were in jail and not so much in an actual art school. In 1983, during my second year in high school, democracy was reinstalled in Argentina, and slowly everybody started feeling that we were regaining the freedom we had lost. These images bring back an even deeper memory, the kidnapping and torture of 10 teenagers by military forces. This incident is known as La Noche de los Lápices, the Night of the Pencils, and it took place in September 16, 1976. Some of these students were leaders involved in a student protest demanding free bus passes for all high school students. Claudia Falcone, Emil Semoler, and Francisco López Montaner were students at my school 6 years before I went to that school. When I was doing research for this piece, I found a testimony from one of the survivors, Emil Semoler, and she said, quote, "They torture us with profound sadism. I remember being naked. I was just a fragile small girl, and I was beaten, senseless, by what I judge was a huge man." My piece, 916, is a tribute to those who risked their lives fighting for a better world. This piece also reflects on a time of my life where I became an artist. Not only I was trained with the skills and aesthetics to understand my vision, but also was a time where I gained confidence and strength in order to understand that art is a powerful tool for change.